Okay, good afternoon and welcome to the San Francisco Planning Commission hearing for Thursday, December 11th, 2025. When we reach the item you're interested in speaking to, we ask that you line up on the screen side of the room or to your right. Each speaker will be allowed up to 3 minutes, and when you have 30 seconds remaining, you will hear a chime indicating your time is almost up. When your allotted time is reached, I will announce that your time is up and take the next person queued to speak. There is a very convenient timer on the podium where you can see how much time you have left and watch your time tick down. Please speak clearly and slowly, and if you care to, state your name for the record. I ask that we silence any mobile devices that may sound off during these proceedings. And finally, I will remind members of the public that the Commission does not tolerate any disruption or outbursts of any kind. At this time, I'd like to take roll. Commission President So.
Present.
Commission Vice President Moore.
Here.
Commissioner Braun.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
Commissioner McGarry. And Commissioner Williams.
Here.
Thank you, Commissioners. We expect Commissioner Imperial to be absent today. First on your agenda is consideration of items proposed for continuance. Item 1, case number 2016-000302 DRP at 460 Vallejo Street. Discretionary review is proposed for an indefinite continuance. Members of the public, I have no other items proposed for continuance. So, members of the public, this is your opportunity to address the Commission on their continuance calendar only on the matter of continuance.
Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Durantler. I'd like to challenge the proposed indefinite continuance.
Challenge it in what sense?
It doesn't meet the criteria for an indefinite continuance. I have materials.
If you'd like to submit them, that's fine.
If we could stop the clock, I will.
Well, your time's running because you need to submit them. It would have been better for you to submit them out.
Okay. So basically, the criteria does not exist for an indefinite continuance. There is no neighborhood opposition. There are no legal or policy issues. There's no missing information. The item doesn't require further review, mediation, or complexities. What's the cause of delay for the 2018 NOE that's been out for 7 years? In the materials that you haven't handed out, there's a picture of the 2018 notice of enforcement. I'd like you to give those to the planning commissioners. And there's a picture of the unpermitted deck and the housing unit that was eliminated. The roof deck and the prior slide is illegal and it's unsafe. Former building inspector Bernard Curran closed two illegal deck complaints prior to going to prison. A structural engineer told me the weight of the water in the pool deck is the equivalent of adding two stories to a 100-year-old house. This is unpermitted, by the way. And the developer contractor, Peter Iskander, is a frequent code offender and should be added to the bad boy. I should have changed that to bad boy, bad girl list. The DBI ECC enhanced control list. There are now two notices of enforcement. One was issued in 2025. The problem is getting worse, not better. One dwelling unit is now a private club. Why? Why would you want to put this on indefinite continuance? Thank you.
Okay, last call for public comment on the continuance calendar. Again, you need to come forward. Seeing none, public comment is closed, and your continuance calendar is before you, commissioners. I will just note that reaching out to Mr. Winslow, he's stating that the request for continuance is to allow for the enforcement case to be resolved prior to bringing it to you.
Okay. Commissioner Braun?
Move to continue.
Second.
Thank you, commissioners. On that motion then to continue item one as proposed, Commissioner Campbell?
Aye.
Commissioner McGarry?
Aye.
Commissioner Williams?
Aye.
Commissioner Braun?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
And Commission President So?
Aye.
So moved, commissioners. That motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Placing you on your consent calendar. All matters listed here under constitute a consent calendar are considered to be routine by the Planning Commission and may be acted upon by a single roll call vote. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a member of the commission, the public, or staff so requests, in which event the matter shall be removed from the consent calendar and considered as a separate item at this or a future hearing. Item 2, case number 2025-007879, CUA at 690 Van Ness Avenue, conditional use authorization. Item 3, case number 2025-006847, CUA at 2660 California Street, conditional use authorization. And item 4, case number 2025-007559, CUA at 1416 Haight Street, conditional use authorization. Members of the public, this is your opportunity to request that any of these items on consent be pulled off and heard today. You need to come forward. Very good then, commissioners. Public comment is closed and your consent calendar is now before you.
Second.
Thank you, commissioners, on that motion to approve items on consent. Commissioner Campbell.
Aye.
Commissioner McGarry.
Aye.
Commissioner Williams.
Aye.
Commissioner Braun.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
And Commissioner President So.
Aye.
So moved, commissioners. That motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Placing us on commission matters, item 5, the land acknowledgement.
I'll be reading the land acknowledgement. The commission acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramatush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramatush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramatush Ohlone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Thank you. Item 6, commission comments and questions. Seeing no requests to speak from members of the commission, we can move on to department matters. Item 7, director's announcements.
Hi, commissioners. Couple very short and brief announcements today. And one is just a response. Last week at this commission, during general public comment, you heard a comment from Mr. Radulovich noting a portion of the general plan. I wanted to get back to you. We know you heard a request for compliance in that state bill. It addresses rewilding, among other topics, in our general plan element of our master plan, of our general plan, our recreation and open space element of our general plan. Staff actually did the research when that bill was approved somewhat about a year ago. We have a memo that we've sent to the state at that point in time, and we believe we are in compliance with that law. We haven't heard back from the state. So I just wanted to address that in real time based on the comment we heard last week. Second announcement, we wanted to note that our senior community development specialist, Oscar Grande, was commended by the Board of Supervisors this Tuesday in a really moving ceremony, commending his many years of service to the city of San Francisco. We're pretty lucky to have him as a part of our team and just wanted to also commend him for his work. And then lastly, we were able to celebrate together as a department for our annual holiday party. Thanks for those of you who were able to join us. We have a great team, and I know we're closing out 2025 with a lot of accomplishments. So thank you for helping us celebrate that.
Okay, if there...
Commissioner Williams.
Thank you, Director Phillips, for for getting back to us on what you got back to us on. Just wanted to also acknowledge Oscar Grande and his work with Poder and the Mission community and also the Outer Mission community. Oscar has been a leader, a great advocate for low-income communities, and we are lucky to have, you know, people like Oscar in city government, working with the planning department. And so I just want to appreciate appreciate the planning department and the leadership for acknowledging the work, the important work that he does. And so I just wanted to say that. So thank you.
Okay, commissioners, if there's nothing further, item 8, review of past events at the Board of Supervisors. I have no report from the Board of Appeals, and the Historic Preservation Commission did not meet yesterday.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Aaron Starr, Manager of Legislative Affairs. This week, the Land Use and Transportation Committee considered Supervisor Walton's ordinance that would rezone 1236 Carroll Avenue. The proposed ordinance would change the zoning district designation for the subject property from PDR2 to public, and the height and bulk districts from 40X to 90X. These amendments are to support the SF Fire Department's training facility on the site. This commission heard the item on October 16th of this year and voted unanimously to recommend approval to the board with no modifications. During the hearing, there were no significant comments from the committee members and no public comment. At the end of public comment, the committee voted unanimously to recommend the ordinance to the Board of Supervisors. Also on the agenda was the mayor's ordinance to allow adaptive reuse of historic buildings. However, this item was continued to the call of the chair to allow for more outreach. Next, the committee considered Supervisor Cheyenne Chen's ordinance on tenant protections. This has been continued several times. During the hearing, Supervisor Melgar introduced an amendment that converts the 3 conditional use findings to requirements. Project sponsors would now be required to comply with all buyout agreement disclosures and submittal requirements before applying for a demolition permit. Additionally, if the rent board has issued a finding of tenant harassment, the project sponsor would be prohibited from applying for a demolition permit for 5 years. The third requirement would require applicants to comply with the notice requirements in Section 317.2 before any permits are issued. Given that the number of conditional use findings was reduced to 8, Supervisor Melgar also proposed lowering the approval threshold to 70%, so you have to meet 70% of the conditional use findings. The Land Use and Transportation Committee unanimously accepted all of Supervisor Melgar's amendments. These changes were substantive, so the legislation was continued to December 15th. The Budget Committee also considered a planning code amendment this week. The surcharges for appeals to the Board of Supervisors, sponsored by Connie Chan. The proposed ordinance would increase the Board of Supervisors surcharge for appeals from $120 to $240 to help with city recovery cost. Commissioners, you considered this item on July 17th of this year and adopted a recommendation of approval. There was one public commenter who made general comments about the ordinance's effectiveness. The committee then amended the file with a minor clerical edit and forwarded it to the full board as amended with a positive recommendation. Then at the full board this week, Supervisor Mandelman's Central Neighborhood Large Residence SUD passed its second read. And then also the mayor's family zoning plan passed its second read on a same vote as last time. And the local coastal program amendment related to the family zoning plan also passed first read on a split vote, the same as the family zoning plan. Supervisor Melgar's inclusionary housing waiver and land dedication ordinance passed its first read, and there was an appeal for 350 Amber Drive, both a CEQA and a CU appeal. This item was continued to February 10th of next year. That's all I have for you today. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no questions for Mr. Starr, we can move on to general public comment.
I have some materials, and if you would turn on the screen for the computer, I'd appreciate it.
SFGov, can we go to the computer?
Thank you. I'm ready to go. Thank you. My name is Jerry Drattler. This presentation deals with lessons learned from the December 4th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting. One, more needs to be done to protect homeowners from the financial and emotional risk the family at 524 Vallejo Street experienced. Two, planning commissioners should not be the court of last resort for these homeowners. Three, the Planning Commission split the vote 3-3, which demonstrates the need for a formal policy dealing with illegal construction and alterations. And lastly, the Planning Department should develop and present an enhanced code enforcement proposal to the Planning Commission in the next 90 days. San Francisco Ordinance 220-878, passed in 2023, gave the Planning Commission the tools to deter serious code violations. It needs to be fully implemented. It hasn't been. This slide shows the scope, purpose, and the legislative changes. But most importantly is the last point, factors for penalty. The Planning Commission and the Historic Preservation Commission must adopt a criteria for determining penalty amounts. The Planning Department has tools, specific tools, and these are the new tools that came out of the ordinance. One-time penalties may be imposed for amounts up to $250,000. It is expected the Planning Department policy, which hopefully will be delivered in the next 90 days, will identify specific violations that require the Planning Commission to recommend developers, contractors, or engineers be added to DBI's enhanced code compliance list, and there be specific minimum financial penalties to deal with the listed code violations. What is the Planning Department planning to do in terms of penalties to be levied against these two recent projects? The one on the left is the earthquake shack that was written up in the newspaper. The one on the right is a matter that came before the Planning Commission where that house was reconstructed, remodeled, and it's on an earthquake zone. These are serious things, and it shouldn't be, there should be a policy, and it should not be up to individual commissioners to decide the penalty. Thank you.
Okay. Last call for general public comment. Seeing none, general public comment is closed, and that completes your very short agenda today, commissioners.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourns.